Gauteng, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, November 14th, 2014. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri, standing in for Blessing Zulu.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about worsening factionalism in ZANU-PF.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter MOE frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voashona.com and at www.voindebele.com.
I am shocked, surprised and heartbroken simply because I do not have the charges against me. I don't know what offense I committed. I'm still waiting to be informed of the offenses. But what I want to say is, if that is the political decision, I will respect it. I respect my Politburo. I cannot argue with it. If the charges are factual, there is evidence.
Into yokuqala le yinto eyenzakale enkundleni yepolitburo behlezi phansi bawuhluza bawuhluzisisa bawukhangelisisa babona kuyinto efanele beyenze. Mina ngibona ngantoa ukuthi mina lawo kumbe omunye umuntu eqasho ukuthi besesiphisa labo besesikudingisisa kale sokudinga into engekho ngoba that is a very competent body elabantu abanobungcishi obukhulu.
Pane zvinhu zviviri zvokutarisa. Chokutanga ndechekuti nyangu zvazvine vatungamiri kana kuona sachigaro vose vari kubviswa vakabva, hakusina here vamwe vanosaririra vanenge vaitsigira manjuru vanenge vari pasi vanozokwanisa kuvhota zvichienderana nokuti vhoti dzacho dzinoendwa nadzo sei, dzinoitwa zviya zvokusandisa ballot box kana kuti zvinoitwa zviri pachena zviyazvi. Kwozoti chinhu chechipiri kuti ndechekuti ndiani ari kuita sarudzo idzi, tiri kutungamirwa nani, anodzitarisa ndiani?
Thanks for joining us once again. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening, we are talking about a move by the ZANU-PF Politburo to suspend some senior officials.
The Politburo on Thursday suspended party spokesman Rugare Gumbo and Central Committee member Paul Rusungazi, and at the same time expelled War Veterans leader Javlan Subanda ahead of the crucial elective congress in December.
The Politburo also upheld the ouster of several provincial chairpersons said to be linked to a faction led by Vice President Joyce Mjuru. Mrs. Mjuru and Justice Minister Emmerson Mnangagwa are said to be leading two factions fighting for the control of the party ahead of the Congress. They have over the years denied that they are leading any factions.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the show, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back. The number, once again, 001-202-619-2077.
Yabambe zulukandaba lingalithola njani khona ngapho lapha ekhona ngemakhaya. Thina ngapha lojonga siphile sibulo kwamagama. Ntembu utuphile mfowethu.
Ngiyaphila Mthembu womthembu.
Ya Mthembu wesithembayo.
Oh Mthembu wesithembayo.
Ya uchayele kuhle. Ye, so ke esikoka ngakho zulukandaba lamhlanje esikhuluma ngakho okwenzakale ku ZANU-PF izolo. Sizwile ke kuthiwa ke umnumzana uGumbo kuthiwe amembijana emsebenzini ngoba ukuba isikhulumeli sebandla. Kuthiwa ame iminyaka ize ibe ngu-5 abesephenduka njalo. Sizwa njalo kuthiwa ke okhangele ama-veterans umnumzana uJabulani Sibanda kwathiwa seqotshiwe kubandla leZANU-PF. Laba ke ababili bacatshangelwe ukuthi bangemuva kwalokhu okuthiwa yi-factionalism. Ukulwisana okukhona ingxaba ngqoza ekhona lapha kuZANU-PF. So nxa sikhangele ke kukhanya zani babona ngazani enxa yibo abenza ukuthi kube le nkemenkeme leyi. So kuzobuya ke nxa sikhangela Jonga okusobala ukuthi kukhona khona ukulwisana okukhona. Lo mnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa okhangele ezomthetho bese kusuba khona lo vice president onguye ke phela unkosikazi uJoyce Mjuru. So khonapho ke kukhanya zani bakhangela ukuthi njengoba umnumzana umongameli uMgabe sengani sekhulile phela. Sengathi enxa bangafuna ukuthatha isikhundla selezo kube kubangasele sikavice kumele sibe khona. Ubona njani futhi?
Asi ipapo Gibbs azvirewe kuti kukura kwemunhu akura apumba pachivanhu zvotonzi anenge ane njere dzakawanda
uyamuse bondiwe
ye
kudzarofoit
ongo vateereri nhasi tiri kutarisa danho rakatorwa nepolitbureau yezanu pf nezuro tinonzwa kuti musangano wakapinda maawa angaenda kumapfumbamwe kana kuda kusvika 10 9 to 10 hours pachikakawadzwana nokutaudzana asi chisungo chakazobuda ndechekuti mutauriri wezanu pf varugare gumbo pamwe navaporusingas vambomiswa basa kwemakore mashanu asi vanga vari mutungamiri wevakarwa hondo vajabulani spanda zvikanza vabva vangodzingwa mumusangano chatisingazive gips ndechekuti vane mukana here wekuzopikisa mutongo wakapiwa nepolitbureau yatingati appeal hatina kunzwa kuti vanokwanisa here kunge vachizozviita uye kana vachikwanisa kuzowana mukana iwoyo vanokwanisa here kunge vachizodzoka mubato vachiita zvavanga vachiita pasati patorwa matanho iwaya asi tinonzwa kuti sachigaro wezanu pf vasimon kayamoyo ndovambotora chigaro chekuve mutauriri webato pane ine nguva ndovanenge vachitaura vakamirira zanu pf izvi zviri kubva munyaya dzatinongonzwa dzemakakatanwa asi vanonzi vanotungamira zvipoka vari kuramba amai mujuru navamunangagwa vanoti hakuna zvakadaro
yei siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mnumzana jonga kunjalo sivili mfowetu bayala sivili baphika vethi hayi tinasiko khona phakathi kodwa uyakhumbula ukuthi nje kule komiti eyafonywayo ekumbe ingathi eyabunjwayo ukuthi khangele khonoko kuthiwa yikulwisana okukhona singazi ukuthi sebeyibumbile yini kumbe njengoba sokuxotshwa abanye sokuphelile asikwazi ye okwamanje-ke mbonakazane sesilabo esibanxusileyo ukuthi babuye-ke kuhlelo namhlanje ukwenza ukuthi sixoxe our first guest jonga is Mr. Joseph Chuma who is a ZANU PF Central Committee member. Mr. Chuma, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, how are you?
Very fine. How is Zimbabwe?
Zimbabwe is very fine. The first correction, I am not a Central Committee member. I'm a provincial member of ZANU PF.
Oh, thank you very much, provincial member of ZANU PF. Sorry for that kind of mistake, but thank you so much for joining us. We also have Mr. Max Mkandla, who is a war veteran. Mr. Mkandla, good evening and welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good evening.
Thank you very much. So we'll start with you, Mr. Chuma. Tell us what is going on in the party. Mr. Kumbo has been suspended, and then we've got war veterans leader, Mr. Chabulani Sibanda, has been expelled, and many other issues. Tell us, what's going on?
There's nothing really going on. Everything is normal. This is a revolutionary party. It's a mass party. You must expect a mass movement. We are within our jurisdiction of the party. We are within our constitution of the party. We are allowed to do what we are doing, and we are exercising our rights as a party, and we are going to our Congress, which starts on the 2nd of December, in a very, very rejuvenated mood, looking forward to making a progress and looking at our progress in terms of, Zuma said, the economy of the country and any other business that really affects our party.
Stay on the line. Thank you very much, Jonga.
Tomboenda kuna vamukanzla kuti imi muri mumwe wevakarwa hondo yerusununguko. Tinoona kuti nyaya iripo iyi iri kubatawo mativi ose kubato rezanu PF ichibatawo kune vakarwa hondo yerusununguko. Munoonawo sei danho rakatorwa nezuro iri?
Idanho rakanaka rinopa kudzidzisa kuti vanhu vagoziva mune ramangwana utungamiriri unoda kuti huitwe munyika. Zvabva zvadzidzisa zvakare zvokuti zviri kuitwa nepati yezanu pf izikurusa ivava vacho vaenda kunodzinga vanhu pasina macharges, pasina mahearings. Zvadzidzisa kuti mune ramangwana hatina utungamiriri hwakanaka, nokuti zvatiri kuratidza vanhu vadiki yezvino vachazvove maleaders emangwana vachangoitevedzera izvozvi. Munhu angodzingwi kuita sokuti kana wokubasa chaiye unotomupa notisi, kana kanganisa unotogara naye pasi. Ava vanongodzingwa ava vachisuspendwa, zvikuru sei Jabulani anove ndiye anga ari munhu akaiswa musanction. One munhu asiri minista asiri chii, asi ndiye one munhu akambozvongokandwa kumasanctions akazosunungurwa. Saka izvi zvinenge zvichirevei, ndo zvacho zvatinoda kuti tinzwe. Izvi zvokutaurwa navachuma izvi kuti irevolution tinongoita madiro muchirwadzisa vanhu. Vanhu ivava vane masupporters. Come 2018 haisi kure, izo zvisi tiri kutotaurira kuti tatove mu 2015 saka 18 wacho asi kuri ari padhuze apa vanenge vakutoregreta kuda vanhu ivava zvakare yeti vanhu vavo vari kutoda kuvashandisa semakondomu avo hazvidaro pamusangano wepolitics this is not a burial society.
Thank you, Mr. Mkandla. Stay on the line. Gibbs, Mr. Mkandla just said, what's happening in the Politburo, what the position that was taken by the Politburo is a good way or a good lesson to people that you can be disciplined in a different way and you can be also used to forward some interests and at the same time you get discarded. And I think you also mentioned that Jabulani Swanda, Mr. Jabulani Swanda, was the only individual who was not a minister, who was not a member of parliament, who was on sanctions list because of what he was doing for the party. And this time he was fired from the party without even getting an opportunity to be heard. That's what he is saying. And he says 2018 is not far. Elections are coming very soon. I think ZANU-PF should make sure that it's making correct decisions because these people have their own followers who might think I was otherwise come 2018.
Let's get another guest. I think we have on the line Mr. Tumisani Nkomo, who is a political analyst with Habakkuk Trust. He's based in Bulawayo. Mr. Nkomo, good evening and welcome to the program. Can you hear us, Mr. Nkomo? Baba Nkomo, uyasizwa yini lapho khona?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, thank you very much. Usikubuze ngesinto sibili. Akusitshela ukuthi konke kwenzakala ebandleni leZANU-PF. Kambe ungathi kuyini? Kuyini ukuthatha indawo konapha?
Yeah, ngikutshengisa ukuthi kule disorder kule ngxabangxoza kulokulwisana lokulwela izikhundla okungagcina sokubhidliza iZANU-PF. Abanye bangagcina sebehlamuka sebesuka kuZANU-PF ngenxa yakhona lokhu kungazwisisani lokubangisana izikhundla. So yinto sibili e-serious kakhulu engagcini isiyenze iphathi yona leyi yasplitha.
Aha, ngicela ukufaka ngesikhiwo kwenze ukuthi bezwe futhi ababili esilabo lapha ukuthi cha futhi mshana.
Yeah, you know, this fractionalism has reached boiling point within ZANU-PF. The expulsion of Jabulani Swanda and the suspension of Kumbo is something quite serious. It could actually even lead to the range split of ZANU-PF. It's something which is very severe. Of course, Trump said that ZANU-PF has gone through it before. But now if you look at the age of Mugabe now, he's quite old and this thing may boil over and lead to a severe split within ZANU-PF if they don't manage it in the next 3 or so weeks.
Mr. Juma, do you agree with that?
No, I don't agree with all these speakers. I heard Mr. Mkandla talking about a lot of issues, but I think he needs issues here. Every time he mystifies this thing for Mr. Mkandla, for Mr. Nkomo, and for anybody else who's listening to this program. First of all, you must understand that what happened is that this thing started off from provincial levels, where this particular chairman had a vote of no confidence passed on them by their own executives, where they come from. It's not a suspension or probably an expulsion by the party or the policy bureau. It's a vote of no confidence. So what it means is that the policy bureau simply upheld that vote of no confidence. So there's nobody who has probably not been given a fair chance to do anything here. All we're simply saying is that if a vote of no confidence is passed on you, that simply translates to say that people have no longer any confidence with you being in that position, the particular position that you are in, and therefore you step aside, as simple as all that. It's different from being suspended. It's different from being expelled. So for those members that had a vote of no confidence passed on them by their respective executives, you must understand that it's a due process. It's a very legal process. It's very much allowed. So we must distinguish these things when we talk about some of these things, especially in public media like this. There's nothing wrong that was done. Things are done, Julie. And the Politburo
accepted and agreed upon by the particular provinces from where this shame has come from. And then, like I said earlier on to somebody, Jablani's case is very peculiar. The Policy Bureau said, unfortunately, you and me and everybody else here did not sit in that same Policy Bureau. And we have not heard the reasons why they expelled him. And until we do so, I think it would be a bit premature for us to probably try and build a bit on that. Because I am sure those people are experienced people. They've been in this game for a long time. They could not have just come up from, with that kind of decision, from the blues. They looked at things, they weighed things. Let's wait for them to tell us exactly why they probably came to that decision. And it's their prerogative anyway. But for us to discuss it now and try and condemn it or bless it, I think it's getting a bit misinformed from our part.
Mr. Chuma, may you please stay on the line? We just want to take in our first caller. Mkoma Kenyas from Botswana. Magadi Mkoma.
Ndiredi, Mkoma blessing.
Nah, nasi maira sa Mkoma na maona tsoka zake ndi jonga kande miri butsu ndeza blessing asi tsoka ndeza jonga.
Okay, Mkoma jonga, ziri say.
Aiwa, ndirumpenyi Mkoma, maita basa nekupinda bachirongwa. Nyairi mudariro ndiwe yekuti pane vamwe vakuru nenhengo dzezanu PF vakasuspendwa nezuro koitawo vanga vari mutungamiri wechikwata chevakarwa hondo cheZimbabwe National War Veterans Association vaJabulani Swanda vakadzingwa mubato. Imiwo semuteereri muri chizvarwa cheZimbabwe munotiwo.
Right, maita basa Mukoma jonga kundipa mukana uyu. Chekutanga ndinofara nekuti a dog is now eating a dog. Zvinhu zviripo pamusoro pevanhu vezanu PF zvinotofadza. Akazvitanga akazvigona Sterek nokuti papasina umwe aizokwanisa kuti anga achibudisa chokwadi chakafanana nechaakubuda iye zvinezvi. Isusu sema citizens of Zimbabwe tatisingazivi kuti Jabulani Swanda is not known anywhere. Takaona pa TV vaChris Mudzvangwa vachitaura kuti uyu munhu uyu hatimuzivi, we don't know this boy. Saka tochishupika manje kuti ko zviri kumbofamba sei kana uyu onzi haazikanwi iye akambonga achinzi murwi wohondo. Tobva ipapo touya pakuti totaura navarugare gumbo vanzi vakasuspendiwa. Varugare gumbo taivanzwa vachiparticipata zvizhinji kwazvo muzanu PF ari munhu wanga achinzi munhu anovatungamirira nekuvataurira zvinhu zvizhinji. Vote of no confidence yava kuitwa pavari hatichainzwisisi kuti zvinorevei. Saka indiri kuti zviri kuitika muzanu PF zviri right, ngazvirambe zvichikondinya kusvikira pakuti deno mapurisa ezimbabwe anga achinatsokuziva vaitwa expelled vainvestigetwe panyaya dzose dzavakakonzera muzimbabwe violence kutambudzisa vana vezimbabwe kusvikira tive kwetiri kunoko vachisekera bato rezanu PF vachinzi vanhu vari right. Asi nhasi unovava kunzi havasi kuvanhu havana confidence mavari kusvikira panaivonai mujuru vacho vetiri kunzwa kuti nai mujuru vari kunzi ichichi nhasi vari kutaura nezvokutivo madoctors anofanira kupuhwa mari, mawhole veterans anofanira kuti apuhwe upenyu hwakanaka. Vanga vasingambozvioni here all along vachigara nemawhole veteran achipuhwa $100 munhu akarwira nyika kuti isvike peiri. Vava vasingambooni here kuti madoctors haasi kupuhwa mari inoita kusvikira nhasi vazotaura madoctors ava kuti astrika. Saka zvinongoratidza kuti these peoples vanga vachiita corruption yavanga vachiita ngavarambe vachiinvestigetwa vachibudiswa mupadzi kusvikira vanhu vabatwa zvakanakanaka vanga vachiita zvinhu zvisizvo. Zvinotori right zviri kuitika kuzanu PF.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru nepfungwa dzenyu dzamapa. Asi tine tichitarisira kuti kana zvinhu zvakava zvichiitika zvinge zvichiunzawo kugarisana kwakanaka kwevanhu. Kwete kuti vanhu vanenge vachingonza akanganisa ngabva aiswa pakati kana kuiswa pademo. Ndinoimba kuti zvine zvichiitika zvine zvichiunza
ava vari right kuti vaisa nedemo Mukoma, nokuti ndokune zvinoita kuti nyika igadzirisike. Kana pasina kuita tension muzanu PF hapana chinogadzirika muZimbabwe, nokuti iye zvinezvi zanu PF yazvicreatira an opposition party, strong opposition party inokwanisa kuvarwisanisa kuti tiwane mutungamiriri wenyika ari right.
Aiwa, thank you so much. Mukoma Kenyas, rambaya muchiteerera muchitsigira Studio 7 muri kuBotswana. Thank you, Gibbs.
Ndeyedu Studio 7 baba.
Thank you so much.
Uyakhuluma lapha ke umnumzana Kenyas, siyamuzwa kakhulu. Sibuye kuwe baba Mkandla, lokukhona icingo le baba.
Yebo.
Nxa usukangeleke baba Mkandla, kanye ngazani ke umama ke umjuru, kumbe ngithi unkosikazi umjuru, ungazani usethola magabavu zayo ubone ngani uza vuka futhi yini alwisane labo laba angani bajonge khona
umama lwana namhlanje bangakhupha into yakhe yonke esensitha kade yenza akubambi manzi lokho umama lwana ngaphuma laphana vele sephuzile ukuphuma ngoba wayene sele abantu bakhe bonke laba lokho behlukuluzwa uthwa khona kabantshontshanga lutho abachanga muntu kodwa basekela umjuru ngabe function as a result yena umjuru loyo ngaphume laphana eme laphana eceleni yethu udingani khona laphana why ureika konde sele laphana usaleleni kukhamba njani lapha kuyini okukhangelwayo lapha ukuthi lo ulecala elingakanani ngaphumela emegcekeni laphana bonke ureika konde laphana umjure ngaphuma laphana kuyaphela konke lokhu yikuvalelisa kwezanu pf ngoba lanxa bengathi baya kuma-election belwisana labantu kumbe kwathi eva baza kusebenzisa i-trick zangikhona bonke abantu laba bayazana as a result kuyaba sokukuklika kathesi ukuthi khona ngubani ozawina ama-election ngokuqondileyo uthilo lapho ubaba uthuma wathi yena hhayi lokhu kwenziwe ngama-province ama-province lane-influence kabani ama-province lawa athatha ngaphi right okwethatha i-decision enjengayonale against ama-chairperson u-chairperson kuye-executive ebe nguye yedwa yena kuphela why i-executive ayi-chaya yona le isala ikhona kuyaqotshwa kuthiwa khona ngu-chairman kuphela umchairman kasomhlangano umhlangano ngabantu bona labana kuthiwa yi-executive u-right sibili uthuma ngoba umbono wakhe layo yikho akubonayo kodwa ke thina esikhangela ubukhokheli we persecuted into kuthiwa yi-liberation movement leyo ku-armed struggle akula ma-channel anjalo kuthiwa khona siyi-liberation ombe siyi-revolutionary party suvuka usenza into yakho kumntwana omunye umuntu umzali omunye umuntu just like that ukhupha abantu abangaka ephathini khona lapho omalukazana labokhazeni bakhe lezi hlobo zabo labangane lama-church yiwo wakhuphayo kusasa siyabhonkola abantu ukuthi besupport iparty yona le kuphele lokho esikubona kusenzakala sikukhangele ngelihle libanzi kodwa kukhona okuza kwenzakala sokuya kuma-election liyabe seligijima lidinga ukuthi bona labo abantu kambona ukuthi lizathola omunye umuntu ongikhomisayo abekhampena njengojabulane opho ngukuxotshwa nje maklayana ambona ukuthi kule nto enjengayonaleyo umjuri kaphume laphana emegcekeni lapha uzabona abantu abazamlandela laphana kuyasala laphana kulubhalu kungela lutho lanxa bengasebenzisa yiphi i-material kumbe i-resource ukuthi bewine ama-election that won't come
sikuzwile kakhulu Mr. Mkandla. Ye, what Mr. Mkandla is saying is that you know, Mrs. Mjuru and maybe Mr. Reika Okonde should actually leave the party and form their own thing. And if they do that, that's the end of ZANU-PF. And he says, you know, there's absolutely no reason why Jabulani Smand was expelled. Because he's one of the best people in terms of campaigning, according to him. So now let's briefly go to Mr. Nkomo and Mr. Chuma. First, with you, Mr. Nkomo, what could be your reaction to what Mr. Mkandla is saying? Briefly, 1 minute.
It's actually true. It's quite clear that if Mjuru leaves ZANU-PF, ZANU-PF will be much weaker. Though she does command respect. The fact that she did control quite a number of provinces and she's popular with the grassroots in terms of her party. If she moves away from ZANU-PF, clearly that party will be very weak and it would be very difficult for them to win an election because she you know, her faction and the people that she will live with are quite conversant of the election strategies which ZANU-PF use. Even Jabulani Smand, for example, spearheaded the 2008 you know, the runoff campaign. So clearly they will be weaker if the party splits. Even somebody who is blind can say that.
Thank you very much, Mr. Nkomo, and stay on the line. Mr. Chuma, your quick reaction to what Mr. Mkandla is saying.
Well, thank you very much. The first thing that I need to point out here is that the Revolutionary Party, ZANU-PF, is a very strange thing. It's just like a road. A road leading from Harare to Bulawayo will not change. If anybody decides to divert and do a bit turn off and branch off to Chinoy or branch off to Zishavani, it doesn't mean that road is not going to go to Bulawayo. So whether anybody decides to come out of the party or do whatever they want to do, the party is still going to remain strong and going forward. Because let me tell you something. Nobody came into the party to say, I'm joining Mindru, I'm joining Mugabe, I'm joining Ugare Gumbo, I'm joining Reika Ukonde. We all said we are joining the Revolutionary Party, ZANU-PF. We're not joining anybody. So if anybody wants to come out and do whatever, it's their own doing. But the party will remain going forward and going stronger, actually. And for these people to be now saying that Mindru has come out, I think it's a bit out of order. Look, she is a person, she's a human being. She's got her own senses. She's got her own thoughts. Leave her alone. She will say whatever she wants to say at the correct time when she wants to say it. Let's not say things for people. Let's talk about ourselves, not people. Let Mandru be. Let whoever else be. And let's talk about this. I think people are losing the argument here. The argument is about saying what has happened, what's happening with this decision. And I'm simply saying that the party did a decision through the grassroots. And by the way, for your information, provincial executives are allowed to pass a vote of no confidence in their chairman or any other member. Because when you are a chairman or any other member, it doesn't necessarily mean that you are now bigger than the party or anything. You can actually, you can go off track. And when you do, people are allowed to say, no, the way you are now taking is wrong. Come back this way. Or no, stand aside. Let this big train move on. So what I'm simply trying to say now is that the party is not going to be affected, believe me, you. We are moving forward, and we are going to take on board anyone who wants to be with us. Whoever doesn't want to be with us, tough luck. You can go and form your own party. You can go and do anything, but we are going to move on.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chuma. Lapha ke sesilo mnumzana osixoliso sibande ecingweni lapha jonga. Sike sizwe ubaba sibande ukhona ecingweni?
Ngikhona, linjani baba?
Sitshonile, utshona njani khona ngapho ke mnumzana sibanda mdaweni omuhle?
Ngiyatshona ngapho, kunjani baba?
Hayi no, ungazani sokulo mqando mpijani, kodwa hayi kulungile.
Hayi. Akuyafana nangapha si.
Phose lakho baba.
Mina ngithanda ukuvumelana lo baba umkandla.
Mhm.
Ubaba uChuma ufana nehlamvu lesihlahla elicelebrate ukuqumeka kwempande esehlile semhlahla swaleso. Ngawukwazi ukuthi wena uzatsha kumboza ukuthi angubani kakwazi.
Mhm.
Ungakhangela abantu abasuspendiweyo lapho, nabantu ababele ade bele power parting, abantu abakhankasela iparty yaziya wina. Nxa sikhangela yena ubaba uChuma usitshela ukuthi ngamaprovince axotsha abantu. Anambonto umuntu weprovince yadinga ukuyathatha kwezinye indawo ngamabhasi bebuye bezokuvala amahofisi abantu ukuthi omuntu sesuspendiwe. Mina ngiboni kunjalo. Siyakwanisa ukucelebrate sibili ukuthi hhawu uxotshiwe, but asikwazi ukuthi ibandla kusasa liya ngaphi. Ngoba nxa sikhangela kade sujabulani sibanda watshaya i-1 million march men, liyana ayitshayayo yaphumelela. Waba lo muntu olesi sindo epartini, waba ngumuntu olesi sindo kuma whole veterans. Asazi ukuthi uzakhokhela ngubani. Kanti sabantu sebepho ngikhangela uthino Dimba vela simazi ukuthi ngwini. But ekukhulunywa ngubaba uMkandla mina ngiyakuzwa. Angathi uyangizwa ngizwa ubaba uMkandla ezi sindebele yini.
Hayi kakhulu ye.
Uyezwa phela.
Ye kakhulu.
Baba uMkandla i-point yakho i-right uthi ndikhuluma ngolaka. Khuluma kuhle i-point yakho izwakale ebantwini straight and clear.
Hayi siyabonga.
Ya. Ye, sibongile kakhulu baba.
Ye, esibanda sibongile kakhulu mdaweni ungadina lokusasa,
Kulungile baba.
Ye, so ke sizathi sime khonapha kancane, Mr. Chuma, Mr. Nkomo and Mr. Mkandla, can you please stay on the line? For our, we want to say goodbye to our radio listeners. We just say, want to say welcome to our internet users.
That's
and
true.
They can visit us on www.voazimbabwe.com. Those that have been watching, keep on watching. This is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C. Stay tuned.